When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. Gates open. Come on in and let's visit. I believe that we have reached a point in history where truly the world is upside down. What is good and noble is seen as heinous, and what is unspeakable is tolerated with passivity or even perpetuated. Take a farmer, for example. 50 years ago, he was just a good old boy working hard, playing little, and taking care of his family. Today, it takes a slick ad campaign aired during a Super Bowl game to convince a notable slice of the population that this dedicated man of the land is not a terrorist. It's crazy. But we can't bury our heads in rich Missouri soil and ignore the mindset. We are now over a decade into bearing the added challenge to defend the rural community. Even as we devote ourselves to the ongoing tasks of feeding our families, our communities, and the world. As a result, you'll see entirely new areas of study cropping up at universities nationwide with such titles as Plant Science with Sustainable Food Production Specialization, or Environmental Studies with Agroecology and Sustainable Agriculture Focus. This one examines agricultural production at the intersection of ecology, economics, and society. One university offers no less than 4 degree options under the Sustainable Food and Bioenergy Systems degree. Now, I only hope that as we continue to venture down paths that are littered with terms like advocacy, sustainability, and humane handling, that we don't just play defense, nor that we assume that all that has gone before is either all good or all bad. The mission is to marry the best from the past with the best of the present to create the best for the future. To that end, we truly have to change not only courses of study, but perceptions and attitudes. Positive influence, sound science, and our genuine depth of experience as qualified agriculturalists should never be dismissed for the sake of progress. The answer is not out with the old and in with the new in one broad brush stroke. It's more the artistry of blending well. It is important to stay relevant and contemporary. I'll give you that. Always looking for new ways to promote the industry and educate consumers in ways that resonate with the next generation. At the same time, I hope those that carry the baton will remember that generations before us have done much good and right. If we learn from those who've gone before, if we practice good faith in the present and we prepare to make improvements for what is to come, we won't need a million-dollar PR campaign. The proof will be in the food, the fiber, the fuel, and fabric we produce, and in the farmers. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.